Hi, this is Erica Spiegelman, and on this episode of Rewired Radio, my guest today, Shane Raymer.
It's up to us to decide who we are. You know, it's up to us to make those choices, to make those decisions. And so when I say my past doesn't define me, you know, the mistakes that I made, the drinking, the drugs, the dumb things that I did, the relationships that were torn, those things aren't me today, and I've accepted those for what they are. You know, I've left those in the past.
This is Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman, addiction and wellness specialist, motivational speaker, and author, helping individuals, couples, and families regain a sense of control, leading to personal growth, wellness, and a more fulfilling life. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When an addicted person begins to travel down the path of recovery, everything changes, including your relationships to people and places. Your relationship with yourself also changes. My guest today, Shane Raymer, battled addiction for many years. In 2013, he checked himself into rehab and has been sober ever since. Along his recovery journey, Shane became the creator and host of ThatSoberGuy.com and Sober Guy Radio. Shane will talk to us today about how our identities change when we are in recovery. He'll also talk to us about how sobriety makes us rethink our core values and becomes the guidepost for our actions and relationships, including the most relationship of all, the one we have with ourselves. Shane, I'm so honored and grateful that you're here with me today. Welcome to the show.
Erica, thanks for having me today. I'm honored to be here, and I just wanted to say thank you for the work that you're doing changing people's lives. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for doing the work you're doing. It's so nice to be connected to somebody who not only has turned their life around, but is also, you know, putting his story out there and inspiring people that they could do the same thing. And I love being connected to people like you, because it's so important to be able to lean into our stories, I feel like, and share that we can recreate and that we can choose a different path at any time.
Yeah. I would 100% agree with you. And, you know, many of us have similar stories. And so, you know, one of my favorite lines is, don't look for the differences, look for the similarities. And in doing, you know, in sharing our stories, that's what really can help change people's lives, by relating, you know, other people relating to those similar things that ourselves have been through. So.
Right, exactly. And talking about identity, you know, just to talk about that subject, you know, before I got sober and changed my life and became, you know, a professional in this field and all of that. But before that, I, you know, my identity was really around my behaviors, or I thought part of my identity had become what my behaviors had kind of evoked. Like, you know, when obviously you're living in an unhealthy way, you're lazier, you don't feel motivated, the things you love kind of fall by the wayside. So, you know, you begin your identity shift. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what your experience was and how you became who you are today and how you began to reframe that in your mind?
Yeah, sure. It's such a great point. You know, my past does not define me. So, if I think back to, you know, the identity that I created, you know, I think that's an important term to speak on right there, that I created. So I take full responsibility for creating that, regardless of my circumstances growing up as a kid or, you know, other things that had happened to me later on in life. It's funny. I created this identity, but at the same time, I didn't really know who the heck I was, you know? So,
right.
It's kind of, I guess, stuck somewhere in the middle. I thought that I was this party guy, I'm a very well-liked person. You know, I never got in a whole bunch of trouble. I was never really an ass or anything. You know, I was pretty mellow dude, had a lot of friends, but at the same time, I buried a lot of things deep down inside from my past and my present, which would be insecurities, lack of confidence, not wanting to deal with current situations in my life, with why my life had turned out the way that it had at that point. You know, and it's funny, when I finally kind of got it, I guess, and we talk about identities, man. When I got back from rehab, this is a funny story, and I've shared it a couple times on Sober Guy Radio, but I I literally got home, and I'm from Northern California, so I mean I'm mm-hmm. you know I'm California to the fullest, born and raised here. I've never worn Wranglers or cowboy boots, and I love old country. I love country music. I love that cowboy lifestyle. I think it's manly. I think it's hard, but that's just not that's not the way I dress, right? And so I get home from rehab, and I literally have to figure out who Shane is again. I literally mm-hmm. had to start over, and not only with myself, I had to start over with my wife as well. We had to reinvent our relationship, and we've known each other since the sixth grade. And so wow. I come home one day, maybe a week after, and I have like two pairs of Wranglers and like these cowboy boots and this hunting vest. I've never hunted a day in my life. Okay, my mm-hmm. wife's like, "Who the hell are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm me. This is the new me now. I'm sober. I'm gonna be this working man, and I'm gonna just charge through and keep my head down." And I mean, it's kind of funny, but my point to this story is it's up to us to decide who we are. You know, it's up to us to make those choices, to make those decisions. And so when I say my past doesn't define me, you know, the mistakes that I made, the drinking, the drugs, the dumb things that I did, the relationships that were torn, those things aren't me today. And I've accepted those for what they are. And, mm-hmm. You know, I've left those in the past because that's not me today. You know, I've been able to find who I am. And I guess to define that would be, you know, being of service and being out there and being able to offer my story out there and being able to talk to other people and listen to their stories and their dreams and share mine mm-hmm. as well. So it's been a radical change, and it's been a journey, and it'll continue to be a journey till the day I die.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, when discussing how we change identities, it's really important to highlight for people that are listening out there that are working on that, or their, you know, their lives are they're similar to ours, or they're on that path, whatever that is to define your core values now, because I think our values, what we value every morning when we rise and shine, is different when we're clear-headed, present, and mindful and sober versus when we're not, when we're living and poisoning ourselves and we're in a cloud or fog. You know, our value systems are going to change. And I think it's just really important for people to do an exercise of sorts and kind of write down now what do you value? Honesty, you know, do you value authenticity, being honest with yourself? Do you value, you know, a healthy relationship that you're creating, let's say with your wife or your loved ones? You know, so I think these are also things that really could help guide us, like, you know, kind of steer us in the right direction when we are beginning to choose kind of a different path, and hence an identity that comes from that.
Yeah, I agree. And Erica, it's so funny that you brought that up right now, because I didn't know you were going to bring that up. I'm literally sitting here in my little office area, and I have my core values posted right in front of me so they can be a reminder of me. And let me read a couple of those off just to give somebody an example of what this might look like. So a couple of my core values: adventure, spirituality, integrity, thankfulness, courage, and humor. And, you know, I was able to take those and kind of write a being statement about those, put those words into a kind of mission statement or a being statement, whatever you want to call it. And it just serves as a great reminder of what's important to me and the person that I have become today.
Absolutely. And you know, like when people also are sober and their, you know, life goes on, and I feel like as the years go by, for me at least, it's important to remember your core values and kind of why you chose this path too, because I think, you know, life, there's so many things that go on in life, and life is in waves. You know, we have good times, bad times, weeks that are hard, weeks that are easy, you know, but I think it's important to remember why we chose this path. And I think even if you're not in recovery and you're listening to this, I think it's why are you choosing to wake up and be grateful every day? Or why are you choosing to wake up and want adventure or humor, like you said? So we all have different values. It's just about remembering them and making your life kind of non-negotiable. You know, like, I'm not going to negotiate this. I always want to be thankful. I always want to have integrity. And you can't really budge. And if you do, that's when I think the incongruency and the imbalance comes in. So it's a great way for, I think, people to stay balanced too.
Well, it's, you know, and you bring up you brought up several good points, but one that really stands out to me there too, Erica, is when we talk about being in recovery, and everybody should really be in recovery. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're an addict or an alcoholic. I'm just saying a life recovery, because life is so tough. And you kind of threw that out there. Man, we got jobs. We have kids. We have responsibilities. We have dreams. We have all these different elements of life, you know, that are thrown at us. And then you add in technology, media, advancement of society, like all those things too. And if we don't take the time to kind of sit back and reflect and figure out who we are on a on a healthy kind of sober mindset, then it can be really, really difficult and really challenging to be the best people that God really intended us to be, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. And I think that it's, you're right. Like, it doesn't matter what you, what your journey is, or if you've ever had an issue with any substance or anything, it's a matter of you remembering again who you are, and that, you know, what your choices are day to day is really what's going to reflect your life, you know. And that's like, it's so important for us to remember that. And you're right, being caught up with technology and all this information coming at us all hours of the day, you know, every second, it's I think really important to reflect. So how do you reflect? What do you do to take some time to de-stress or ground yourself? I always like to ask people that when, you know, they're living in a healthy way without drugs or alcohol.
Well, you know, it's hard. It really is hard, because, you know, my release used to be turning to, you know, to a drink or to a drug, to kind of escape that reality or escape that stress or, you know, whatever may be going on in the daily grind. But man, it's 10 times better than it ever could be, than it ever was. And some of the things I do is I communicate. I think that's a really big one for me, is communicating, is talking about how I feel. I have, you know, I have my family, I have my friends, I have my friends that are in recovery. I have a really solid network and foundation. Obviously, I have Sober Guy Radio platform. There's a ton of awesome people in the Sober Guy community, you know, and I'm part of a mastermind group, you know, of men who kind of get together and talk about these things that are going on. And that's not necessarily recovery based, but it's a foundation set to improve, you know. And so my I guess point being is, we should really be surrounding ourselves with people who are going to help us be the best people that we can. And so that's a really big thing for me, is trying to eliminate toxicity out of my life. And that means toxicity in situations or places, and also people. And that's a really tough thing sometimes, because, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has some family or friends that can be, you know, toxic people in their lives. And it doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't mean I don't love them. It just means that it's just not, I can't allow that into my life, because it does something to me. It turns me into something that I don't ever want to be or feel like or go back to. And then right next to that would be exercise. I love to run. I love getting out in nature. I love to go on walks. I love to ride a beach cruiser, a longboard. You know, I love getting out and just being outside. And so that's a really big, big part of my recovery too, and getting in that spiritual kind of realm, I guess.
Oh yeah. It's such a great way to cope, really, is to get out into nature. I think it's fantastic. Well, thank you. That's amazing. I'm happy that you share that, because there are so many people out there that need to learn new coping skills and how to act out in different ways. You know, like when I think when you're acting out in ways, like I think every human being needs an outlet to act out, whether that's you, like, let's say, you know, run, or you go into nature, or you jump out of a plane, or you drink. I mean, whatever it is, I think we still have to figure out a way to kind of inspire ourselves or be in awe. And it's really hard to be in awe when you're in like the monotony of your day-to-day life. You know, you really have to push yourself to keep yourself inspired, I think. And so when you were talking about that group of guys that you meet with, I feel like that's just, you know, a meeting of minds or like-minded people, obviously, that can inspire each other. So I always encourage people to find something like that, you know, could shake up their week just a little bit, you know, and make them remember. Yeah.
Well, and you know what really changed for me too, and I'm sure you can kind of relate to this because it's obvious that you're very passionate about the work you do, as well as am I. When I found like this passion to do, you know, what I do with the Sober God platform and just reaching out to other people and talking to people. I mean, obviously there's a lot of different things I like to do, but I am so passionate about that. And something clicked in my mind and in my heart and in my soul when I found that. And it was something I've been searching for a long time. I'm also a musician. I thought it was music for a long time. Mm-hmm. I love music. You know, I'm definitely passionate about music, but it just wasn't quite the same. And so for anyone listening out there, if you're searching for something, you know, it will come to you, I promise, if you open up to it. But there's something, you know, we're all selected to do something unique. We all have this unique talent, whatever it may be. It could be a number of different things. But if you have found that, you know what I'm talking about, if you haven't and you're looking for it, man, it can really change your life once you're able to tap into it.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. And that's why I always ask people, clients I work with, when they are looking for that, you know, like what lights you up? What are the things that you've always enjoyed in your life? Like it's really interesting because you really can turn most anything into a career.
Sure.
It's just a matter of kind of identifying it, like you said. So let's just want to talk about the Sober Guy because I think it's so fantastic. And I'm so excited to hear that you are using this as such a wonderful platform to reach as many people as you can. And how did that develop? And what made you, you know, say to yourself, I can do this? Just like when I wrote a book, I was like, oh, well, what makes, you know, how is this going to actually happen? And I just started to break it down into really small goals. Like I, you know, or when I got a radio show, who do I have to reach out to get this? Cause I really wanted it, you know, or whatever it is. It's, I think you have to not let yourself be overwhelmed by an idea because any idea can really, I think, be achieved. It's just, how do we get there? So how did you get there?
Yeah. And, I totally relate to that because it can be overwhelming sometimes when we have creative minds and we want to create things. We have visions, we have dreams. And I would love to talk about that. And let me just point something out really quick to those listening. You know, all of us, whether we have a radio platform or a book or, you know, we're a gifted athlete or we're doing something cool, right? All of us coming through these process, number one, it's a process. It's a journey the whole way. But we all have doubts. So you're not alone out there. Like if you're doubting something, maybe an idea, I still had what I thought was a great idea yesterday. And immediately my mind goes to doubting it. And so that's something I'm trying to kind of change and work on as you know, this journey or this progress goes. But as far as the Sober Guy platform, I think I literally sat up in bed one night and I was like, man, I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to kind of document my journey of, you know, this newfound life that I found. And I'm going to talk about it. And I know that it's going to help me by learning to communicate and learning to be open about it. And if it helps some other people along the way, then even better. And so, I think I mentioned before, I have a pretty extensive background in production and in music. And I had a lot of experience with that and equipment. So that transition was, you know, it took some time. It took about a month to actually launch it, I guess. But I had already kind of had a little experience there, so it made it a little bit easier. But it's a lot of work. Obviously, you know how much work it is in putting into pre-production and all the background stuff behind it. But you know, it started out as me kind of sharing. And, you know, I had my wife on and I had my best buddy Seth on who kind of helped me through recovery, my initial recovery and so forth. And then it turned on, you know, turned into, you know, getting a couple guests and man, before I knew it, I had like this community of people and, you know, and today I started in April of 2014 and, you know, we have a great sponsor and Foundations Recovery Network. They've been pretty cool. And taking us out on the road and doing some live, we just did a live conference in Nashville, which is something that like, I'm just like, wow, like how did this happen? You know what I mean? And so, I guess it starts with just putting, I opened up and I put myself out there and, I know we're on radio right now, but I didn't give a F. At some point, I just literally just was like, I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't care what anyone says. Like, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it. And I've never had a doubt in that, and I haven't really looked back since. And it's been, you know, the people that surround it are just amazing, and it's really a blessing to have in my life.
That's so cool. Yeah, and it's following. I love what you're saying, because it's really about following your intuition and not allowing any excuse to come in and stay long, you know, even if you have the doubt or you have a minute of just like, what am I doing? I think to follow that intuition and really be in touch with your inner voice is super important, especially when you are chasing something that you love and that resonates with you. So I think that's so wonderful. Yeah. So now, like, you know, now that you've been sober a while and now that you have everybody around you kind of on board with who you are, how have you been able to find, reaching the next like level, like always? So like, let's say now your wife's used to who you are and you're sober and your family's starting to recognize that you have certain values and you have non-negotiables. How do you keep pushing like the boundary for yourself without losing your health? You know, like I feel like this question is important for people that are in sobriety or anybody that's changed their lives per se. It's just like how to stay connected to those values and those non-negotiables while still charting the waters and not, you know, for me too, it was like, I held tight in my first year of sobriety, everything. Like I had routines and I had non-negotiables and I had to be in bed by a certain time and I had to do this. And then life kind of takes off and everyone's used to who I am. And now I have to kind of like bend in different ways and try different things and loosen up in some ways. So how do you keep yourself pretty grounded?
Yeah, that's a great question, Erica. One thing that comes right back to me is when I was in treatment, one of the counselors in there, David, an amazing man who should not be alive today with his background. He would consistently say, you will forget. If you don't stay connected, you will forget. And there's a damn good chance you could go back to that life before. So, you know, staying connected, definitely important, but like you're pointing out in this question, it's tough. We fall back into the daily grind, kind of. You know, you have these responsibilities. I think so. There's two things that really come to mind and resonate with me. And when I say this, I don't say this like I'm perfect at them, because I am absolutely not. These are things that I have to keep in the conscious part, the front part of my brain, and literally have to focus on them because I forget. And one of them is my faith. In understanding that I am not in control of circumstances, of situation. I mean, I can choose to not put myself in bad situations, of course, but things that happen, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm not in charge of that. I'm not in control of it. So when I give those things up to my HP and God, and I let that take over and let that weight off of me, that's huge for me. And, like I said, it's hard to remember that sometimes in the daily grind. And then the other thing, I've had a big issue with taking myself too damn serious for many years. And, you know, I'm my own worst enemy. Like I'm the hardest on myself. There's nobody harder on me than me. And so one of the things that I really try to focus on is just to laugh and just to have a good time and don't take myself so seriously. You know, when I can smile and lighten up a little bit. And, you know, that's what we're put here for. We're put here to enjoy life. It's not to, you know, it's not to beat ourselves up. It's not to trip on the past or trip on the future. It's really to live in the moment, and enjoy each day. And, you know, like I said, I keep reiterating this because it's so important. I'm not perfect at it, you know, but it's work, and I have to put the work in on daily, to try to stay at the top of my game on that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love that you say that we have to kind of remind ourselves that this is all just an adventure, you know, or that when times get hard or there's stress that comes up, that to look at life like it is an adventure. And as long as you kind of have like the foundation that's kind of built and laid down in front of you, which is like what you said, which is your core values, understanding, you know, what coping skills work for you, like exercise or nature or, you know, your beach cruiser or whatever that is, all of these kinds of things, if we could always just have that as our home, as like a safety net in the side of our heads, it's so nice to be able to go back to that and kind of reframe how you look at life. So it's been such a pleasure to talk to you today. I'm so excited that we're connected, and I want everybody to go to Sober Guy Radio. It's on thatsoberguy.com, right? Is that how people find you? Can you tell everyone?
Yep. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is. It's thatsoberguy.com. It's That Sober Guy on Facebook, @5thatsoberguy on Twitter. And we also have a really, really cool private Facebook group that you can request if you'd like to check that out. There's a lot of cool people in there. It's called Sober Guy, Sober Girl. And you can just search that out on Facebook and request to add.
That's so great. And so it's just a little like community of support and I guess people living like-mindedly, I would assume.
Exactly. There's people from all over the world in there, and there's a lot of cool people, and there's always some interaction going on in there 24/7 and good stuff. So thank you, Erica. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm honored to come on your show today. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure, and I hope to have you back again sometime soon. And thank you for all you do. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us. Remember to catch every episode of Rewired Radio. Just hit subscribe and rate and review us. Let us know how we're doing. This episode of Rewired Radio has been produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health talk 24/7. I'm Erica Spiegelman. You could find me at Erica Spiegelman on Twitter. Also check out my show page at RadioMD.com for all my past episodes. Thank you for listening, and stay well.